who finds himself drowning in a bucket of cream has two choices. Drown or fight so hard he churns that cream into butter.
Jimmy Graham goes down hard.
And simply climbs out.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Sunday Wire. I'm your host, Patrick Henningsen. We're streaming out live on the Alternate Current Radio Network and also at 21stCenturyWire.com. Thank you so much for rejoining us. Now, before the break, we told you we're going to connect a very special guest. She's joining us live from the beautiful countryside, English countryside in Somerset. Her name is Sheila Coombs. She is a head organizer at Stop War Froom. She's also organizing a fantastic event, a second in a series, which is Media on Trial. It's going to be in central London on Thursday, October the 19th. And I believe the upper levels, the whole venue's opened up now. There are tickets available. When there's information, you can just click on one of the many links on our show page right now, or you can go onto the website called Eventbrite and just type in Media on Trial in your search engine, and you'll see information, and you can buy tickets straight from there. And I think we've got Sheila Coombs on the line. Hello, Sheila.
Oh, hello, Patrick. Hello.
Great to talk to you. Great to have you. And so this is a pretty exciting event. Sheila, you've kind of pushed the boat out a little bit. Very successful event in Somerset a couple of months ago. I think it was in June or July. And you've managed to take this event to central London, to a much bigger venue, bigger audience, and you've also secured a great headline speaker, award-winning journalist John Pilger, along with an already powerful lineup. You know, what made you think about taking this event to London this time?
Well, I think it was so successful in Froom. We had such a tremendous response to it. All of the speakers, their presentations are so powerful and so important. And obviously what John Pilger has to say as well is always very, very, very incredibly valuable. So we just decided that we wanted to take it to a wider audience and, you know, our capital city, where a lot of the mainstream media is based, not all of them, but a lot of them are based in the capital city. So really, we sort of wanted to go to the belly of the beast, really, in London, and try and get some attention, more attention, perhaps just cause a little bit of a stir as well, which would be nice, just to make people think that there is an alternative media, and it's okay to say that we're not trusting what we're hearing on the establishment and corporate media, and most importantly, to get out all the fantastic information of our seven speakers.
Yeah, no, I think it's really excited. I'm very excited to participate in this and to be able to connect with so many people. And the venue's been very kind, been very hospitable, I heard.
Yes.
It's a beautiful church in central London. I mean, really amazing building, historic as well. Beautiful venue, and I think it'll be a great opportunity for people to, you know, hear some really good firsthand experiential presentations from people, independent journalists, filmmakers, academics, researchers. It's all going to be there on offer. Very exciting, and you know, in terms of the media, I think I'm expecting there's going to be a pretty decent attendance of people from the media. From the mainstream media, some will come announced, as they have already. Some very high-profile journalists have announced they're coming, and that's fantastic. And then some will come unannounced, and they most likely will be writing hit pieces, which will appear the following morning in their papers. Have you got wind of any mainstream media outlets that will be attending?
Yes, there's. Well, we have several journalists from The Guardian. Can I say the names? Is it okay to say the names?
Sure.
Jonathan Steele, who's a great Guardian journalist. Mary Dedevsky, also very good journalist. She's freelance, but she writes for The Independent, The Guardian, and several others.
Yeah, I've seen her work. She's very good. Yeah.
Yeah, she is very good. And then we've got somebody from the Morning Star coming who wants to cover the event. And then there's a chap that I think is going to come and perhaps not be quite so positive. Porig, dear, I've forgotten his surname. But I think Piers, who you'll be talking to later, knows of him. So I think there are going to be some dissenting voices who we might not necessarily hear on the night, but we might see in newspapers in the morning. So we'll wait and see. But nevertheless, all publicity is good publicity. We welcome people to come along and to put their points as well. I mean, as you say, I think our speakers are just so amazing. I mean, Vanessa and yourself, who have first-hand experience of Syria, but are also investigative journalists. Robert, whose work on the propaganda piece Saving Syria's Children, the Panorama piece, has now received some really good attention. Emily Thornberry, the Shadow Foreign Secretary, has written to the editor of Panorama about that, so that's really exciting. Robert will, you know, fill us in with that, with the latest details. And then we've got two professors, Piers Robinson of Sheffield University and Tim Hayward of Edinburgh University. Their work is so, so important in trawling through all the sort of the academic side of how the media manipulates us. And Piers has looked at the Chilcot report in depth. Tim has written articles, for instance, he's written an article about how we were misled on Syria with particular reference to Channel 4's reporting on Syria. So they've done some tremendous work. Then obviously we've got Peter Ford, a retired UK ambassador to Syria for 3 years. His obviously very detailed knowledge of Syria and the workings are just, you know, so important for the event, and he gives a really really valuable insight. And then obviously John Pilger, and his work for years and years and years has sort of revolved around combating what we're hearing from the media and what he calls engineering consent from the media, which they definitely do time and time and time again. So his life's work going to, you know, conflict zones all over the world, he has to do that, and he has to try and rebut what people are being told by the media and try and put things right. And unfortunately, even in 2017, he's still having to do it, which is just a tremendous shame, really.
Mm-hmm. And, and I don't know, Mike Vanessa, I don't know if you have anything to add to this, but, you know, I think this is a definitely a novel and a very brave thing that Sheila is doing by, you know, organizing these types of events. I don't think this has ever been done before, but it seems to me, Vanessa and Mike, that the timing, this people seem to be responding to this. They've seemed to, you know, respond to this call and the timing of it. So something's in the air. There is the paradigms are shifting, is what I think. And I don't know if you think you agree with that.
First of all, I would like to, you know, we owe a huge debt of gratitude because we're turning up on the night, but Sheila's doing all the hard work behind the scenes and setting it up and communicating with these people and getting it organized. And, you know, tremendous applause to you, Sheila, for doing that and for having the initiative and the idea in the first place, because it is, I think, unique. And certainly the event in Froome seemed to have a very positive effect. I mean, the fact that the tickets are selling out pretty fast for the London event. I know we have the pull of John Pilger this time. But I think, regardless of that, I think people are thirsty for, if not, I hate using the word truth, because, you know, truth is, it's such a sort of nebulous concept, because in reality, all it is trying to find the, the reality based on fact, not based on some spurious accusations. And, you know, for there not to be a trial and judgment by media, because that's what we're seeing all the time. We're being told what to believe. We're being told who is guilty. We're not being given the opportunity to examine the evidence for ourselves or to look at situations or events from all perspectives, with diverging views, with conflicting views. And I think our role is simply to open the door to that and to say, look, you know, we're not expecting any of you to believe what we are saying, but we're just saying there is an alternative to what you're being told to believe. And that is what's very important. And effectively, that is what the media should be doing. But it simply has not done it for the majority of its lifetime. But it's getting, you know, they're no longer presenting two sides. They're presenting a prepackaged narrative that is heading in the direction that the state wants to go in, that whichever regime is controlling whatever media is wanting to go in. And they're more a PR agency for the regime they're working for, whether it is in the UK, EU, or in the US. Mm-hmm. That's what they've become, is more of a PR and marketing agency for foreign policy, for those regimes.
Yeah.
And so I think all that, you know, and I think people are beginning to understand this with the terrorist attacks on their own soil. They're starting to question what their governments are doing, and also what their governments are doing with their money, because we need to remember the financing that has gone into these military interventions, for example, in Syria, in Libya, and in Iraq. While at home, for example, in the UK, the NHS is being cut back. The various services are being cut back. So I think, you know, it's a very important event from that perspective.
Oh, thank you.
Patrick, today there was this horrendous event in Somalia with 200 people killed, right? And I've been saying on the column for months that everywhere you see British foreign aid money, you see this type of activity going on. This happened in Syria. It's happening in Somalia now. In December, the announcement was that £500 million was going into Somalia in December 2016. But at that same time, there was a risk register leaked to the Daily Mail, which they are the, as far as I know, they're the only people published. The Sun didn't publish it. The Sun's article doesn't mention it. It mentions the £500 million. Doesn't mention the fact that in the risk register, the British government identified that money going into Somalia would end up in the hands of Al-Shabaab and ISIS. So they knew what they were doing. They're doing it intentionally. They're not putting money into these countries to help. They're putting money into these countries to break the countries up. And the money's finding it's going into the hands of terrorists.
Exactly, in Syria, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Libya,
Ukraine.
We'll talk about this. We'll talk about this in the later segment.
Yeah.
So hold that thought. But Sheila, any final words? We're going to let you go for now because I know you got to run. But just give a shout out to the event again to everybody, and we do have a link for tickets right on our show page right now for any live listeners or anybody listening to the podcast after the show. Just click on that link at 21st Century Wire for Eventbrite. But I'll give you the final floor, Sheila.
Okay, lovely. Well, thank you. Well, it's Media on Trial in London with John Pilger and Vanessa Patrick, Piers, Tim, Robert, and Peter Ford. It's Thursday, the 19th of October. Doors open 6:30. The talk starts at 7, and it's at the Bloomsbury Central Baptist Church. It says Shaftesbury Avenue, but it's actually off Bucknell Street or Dyot Street. But as Patrick said, the link and all the details will be on his website.
Okay, then thank you very much, Sheila Coombs from Stop War Froom. Great organization as well. Great pro-peace, anti-war organization. She'll be there as well at the event. You'll see some literature as well. If you want any more, go to their Facebook page for Stop War Froom. Get involved with that organization. Thank you very much, Sheila, and take care. We'll see you this week.
Lovely. Thank you very much for having me. Okay, thanks a lot then. See you on the 19th.
Okay, there she goes, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye. Sheila Coombs, Stop War Froom. We're going to take a short break and connect our next guest, Professor Piers Robinson from Sheffield University. We're going to talk about amazing, very controversial story that broke this week in an interview that he gave to RT after these messages. I'm your host, Patrick Henningsen. This is the Sunday Wire. We'll be right back.